Our fourth presentation for the day is Race-Based Emotional Upset and Fare of Poor Health in Black and White Men. And Kamara Jones is the lead author of this research. Kamara Phyllis Jones is a family physician and epidemiologist at the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, whose work focuses on the impacts of racism on health and well-being in the nation. She seeks to broaden the national health debate to include not only universal access to high-quality health care, but also attention to the social determinants of health, including poverty, and the social determinants of equity, including racism. Unfortunately, Dr. Jones was not clear to make this presentation today. So I found out at 10:30 today that I was clear to make this presentation on her behalf. So I hope to do justice to this important work. And if you have additional questions that I can't answer, I'll be sure to get that message to her. But we wanted to make sure that you saw this important work that is being presented. She has no conflicts to disclose. So the presentation, Race-Based Emotional Upset and Fare of Poor Health in Black and White Men. These are the authors. And the findings and conclusions in this presentation are those of the author and do not necessarily represent the official position of the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Understanding health disparities has not been simple or explained by the socioeconomics and other common predictions of health outcomes. Historically, health research among communities of color, such as the Tuskegee study, have been fraught with mistrust and prompted emotional reactions. The rationale for this study was to examine the role of race-based emotional upset in predicting differences in fair or poor health, and that's self-reported, between black and white men using the behavioral risk factor surveillance system. The Reactions to Race module is a six-question optional module on the Behavior Risk Factor Surveillance System. It's been there since 2002. And it asks, how do other people usually classify you in this country? How often do you think about your race? Perceptions of differential treatment at work or when seeking health care. Reports of physical symptoms or emotional upset as a result of race-based emotional upset. Now, this map is showing you the states that have administered the Reactions to Race module on BRFSS between 2002 and 2011. And just to make it a little bit easier, these are the states that have listed that in the particular years, because the states it's an optional module, so they can choose each year whether or not they want to administer that module on the Behavior Risk Factor Surveillance System. And this analysis will come from the 2004, those who administered the Reaction to Race module in 2004, and that was the year that the highest number of states actually administered the Reactions to Race module. Just to clarify, this analysis does not use self-identified race. Instead, we examine socially assigned race, which is defined by the question, how do other people usually classify by you in this country? White, black or African American, Hispanic or Latino, Asian, Native Hawaiian or other Pacific Islander, American Indian or Alaska Native, or some other group. So why did we look at socially assigned race instead of self-identified race? It's because socially assigned race is the on-the-street race, quickly and routinely assigned without benefit of queries about self-identification or ancestry or culture or genetic endowment. And it's influenced by interactions with others. Now, this is the study population, and 9,473, with 13.8% of the men were socially assigned as black. A larger percentage of blacks were 18 to 24, and a smaller percentage of these are socially assigned blacks were 55 to 64. The sample included the level of education was significantly different in the sample. Additionally, the sample was significantly different by employment status. And finally, the sample differed significantly by marital status. We define race-based emotional upset by the question, during the past 30 days, have you felt emotionally upset, for example, angry, sad, or frustrated as a result of how you were treated based on your race? That's dichotomous, yes or no. Now, this will tell you a little bit about the distribution of those in the study, and this is by race-based emotional upset. And we have a few slides that look like this, so I'll just orient you to this one, and then I'll go quicker on the other slides. So each slide is by the different covariates that we examine. The dotted lines are telling you the overall estimates of race-based emotional upset. So for you see what it is, the dotted line for blacks, the top dotted line, and then for whites, the bottom dotted line, and I'm looking at the age group. And then the black dots with the bars, which is the confidence interval, and the open circles at the bottom, those are for the estimates for whites for each of those subcategories. Okay, so it's several like that, so I just wanted you to understand what it's saying. The dotted is the overall, and then each of those, the open circles or the closed circles, those are the estimates for those subgroups for those particular covariates that we examine. Okay, and then mental health status was defined by the question. Now, thinking about your mental health, which includes stress, depression, and problems with emotions, for how many days during the past 30 days was your mental health not good? And that's from 0 to 30. And frequent mental distress was defined as 14 or more days. Okay, and this is a similar slide to the previous one I did, and this is frequent mental distress. Okay, and again, this shows more similarities in the two socially assigned groups. And then general health status was defined by the question, would you say your health is excellent, very good, fair, or poor? And these are the distributions for fair or poor health. And there are a few glaring differences in fair or poor health, except for the 55 to 64-year age group, where you can see a larger difference in the socially assigned black and socially assigned white men. And now for the models. Okay, I'm going to build on the models, so just we'll add to it. So if you have questions, you can just ask me when we get to the end. Okay, so in the first model, this just has socially assigned race. Okay, so we have socially assigned black men and socially assigned white men. In the crude model, socially assigned blacks were 1.65 times more likely to report fair or poor health compared to socially assigned white men. When age was added to the model, the odds for fair or poor health were 1.91 times more likely in socially assigned black men compared to socially assigned white men. However, when socioeconomic indicators were added, and so that was education, employment, and marital status, the estimates were attenuated, and race was no longer a significant predictor of fair or poor health. And you can see that by the 1.16, and it's not significant any longer. When race-based emotional upset was added to this model, the estimates were further attenuated, However, race-based emotional upset became an independent predictor of fair or poor health. So this, in this fourth model, we add race-based emotional upset, and you can see how, you know, race is still not an important predictor there. Okay, then the next thing we did was, well, let's start with race-based emotional upset and build on that. Okay, so so you see this model that just has race-based emotional upset. And those with race-based emotional upset were 2.2 times more likely to report fair or poor health. The addition of age made the association even stronger, 2.59. As we added the socioeconomic indicators, the model was attenuated to 1.88. And finally, the addition of race changed the model only minimally. So see, when we're looking at the model, comparing model 5 to model 4, you see it was 1.88, and when we added race to the model, it went to 1.85, and the confidence intervals are only minimally different. Okay, so this is kind of a summary of some of the things that you've seen before, of the data shown earlier graphically. So race-based emotional upset, 19.4 for the socially assigned black men and 4.4 for the socially assigned white men. Frequent mental distress, 11.2 to 8.4. Fair or poor health, 15.4 to 9.9. And that's what you saw in those different, the four different figures on the same slide. The association between socially assigned race and fair or poor health, crude odds ratio was 1.65, which was significant. After the adjustment of age, it went down to 1.91, and then it was eliminated further after further adjustment for education, employment, and marital status, where it was not significant at 1.16. The addition of race-based emotional upset further attenuated the model, 1.06, and of course it's not significant. Race-based emotional upset remained an independent predictor of fair or poor health after adjustment for socially assigned race, age group, education level, employment status, and marital status. So that's 1.85, and that was statistically significant. After further adjustment for frequent mental distress, that was 1.54, and that was significant. Race-based emotional upset was an independent predictor of fair or poor health for both black and white men. Black men experienced race-based emotional upset at 4.5 times the frequency of white men. This is socially assigned white and black men. The observed population attributable fraction of fair or poor health associated with race-based emotional upset was 12.8% for socially assigned black men and 3.3% for socially assigned white men. So there are several limitations of this study. Only 8 states participated and administered the reactions to race module, so it's not generalizable to the entire U.S. population, those who did not have the question. So it's only for those states that participated. And it was a telephone survey, so there are certain limitations with it being a telephone survey. And during 2004, that was just the landline. So issues dealing with cell phones or others not picking up the phone, so that was a limitation. No cell phone coverage. The data on general health status and mental health, they're self-reported. And the self-rated health may be influenced by our variable of interest, so that was another limitation. The BRFSS completion rates in the 8 states vary from about 64% to 87%, and the response rates vary from like 39% to 63%, so those are limitations. However, the Behavioral Risk Factor Surveillance System is a large, well-validated data surveillance system. Fair or poor self-rated general health status as an outcome has been used many times in other studies, so that's pretty validated. And it's a very large sample size. So those are the strengths of the study. In conclusion, observed differences in the prevalence of self-rated fair or poor health between black and white men were explained by differences in the distribution of selected socioeconomic factors and differences in the prevalence of race-based emotional upset. And food for thought, differences in the distribution of selected socioeconomic factors by race may reflect initial historical injustices perpetuated by contemporary structural factors. It could be institutionalized racism, which is differential across the goods, services, and opportunities of society by race. Differences in the prevalence of race-based emotional upset by race may reflect personally mediated racism, which is differential assumptions about the abilities, motives, intents of others based on race and differential actions based on these assumptions. Maybe there should be a shift from race to racism when we're trying to understand these health disparities. This is Dr. Jones' contact information. If you want to talk to her or ask questions, she's always willing to have people collaborate with her on the data that's available. It's a public use data set that's available on the Behavior Risk Factor Surveillance System, and she welcomes you to use those questions. So thank you for your attention, and I'll take any questions if you have them at this time.